I'm Madeline Walter.
I'm Ben Axelrad, and we're both hypochondriacs.
I think I'm sick when I'm not.
And anytime I'm sick, I think I'm a goner for sure.
We're the hosts of Definitely Dying, the podcast that's a safe space for listeners and funny friends to talk openly about their medical dramas, both real and imagined.
We're part of the UCB Comedy Podcast Network, with new episodes released every Tuesday.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever else you love to get your podcasts.
Stay healthy.
Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, the host with the most, Dan Black, the modern day Goof Haraja, Donsky Blackamora, Donnie Kayfabe, coming at you on this Go Home SummerSlam episode. Man, there's, as always, so much to get into, but before we can even get started, okay, I need to crack a little bit of Stumptown. Woo! Nitro, baby. Ah, gotta get caffeinated to get this dick to explode. All right. Now look, everyone, before we get into it, remember, you can cash in on the show, get your opinions on the show. Zig, how many cash-ins we got today?
We have four.
Four cash-ins. Four people are getting their opinion on this show. And I believe these cash-ins are done correctly this week. I think we're straightening out. I think we're getting it down.
I was shook. All of them were under a minute 20.
Zig the engineer popping in. Hey, look, everybody, if you want to cash in, get your opinions on the show, leave a voicemail on our line. The number is 316-316. 530-2429. That's 316-530-2429, baby. Okay, hey, remember, tell your friends about the show if you like the podcast. We do this for free for you. Spread the word. Word of mouth is the best. The mouth from the south. Hey, give us 5 stars, all that. Okay, look, we got a lot to get into. Now, look.
And Nitro is kicking in.
No. Okay, look. Before we get into anything, okay, nasty, nonsensical Isel Newman is in studio, finally. Nice, thanks for showing up.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you for showing up after what happened last week. But before we get into that, we need to address the elephant, or rather the vest in the room.
Yeah, I mean,
I right now am rocking, Zig, what am I wearing?
A Roman Reigns
authentic.
Sanctioned vest from WWE.
That's right. I'm recording right now shirtless, only wearing the Roman Reigns vest. Look, when you're a Reigns mark, like I have become, and here's the thing I want to say to Roman Reigns. Look, Reigns, I like you. I don't like the vest. You take off the vest, and I will take off my vest, and I will start recording this podcast shirtless. Like, I demand you to wrestle shirtless, I'll record the podcast shirtless every single week, okay? Three dudes, shirtless. All right, look. How does the vest look? In terms of merch, what do you think of the gear?
I mean, it's actually higher quality than I thought it would be. Looks like strong Velcro.
Yeah.
You know, plastic buckles on the side. The back has that like spine protector.
The spine protector. That's what we're calling the spine protector. That's what Roman Reigns is, a spine protector. All right. Look, I feel ridiculous wearing this. I think I might be even more comfortable shirtless.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, you look ridiculous.
Okay, look. All right, let's get into you. So now you showed up this week. Yeah. Last week, left us a cash in. We're sitting here waiting for you to show up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot to tell you.
And you went to NXT. First off, you didn't invite me to NXT because you're a jerk. And what happened?
I didn't want to have to sit there with you being like, who's this? Who's this guy? Why do I care about this wrestler? Like, you don't know anything about NXT, so it would have like interrupted me.
I know anything about, I know enough about it. I watch NXT.
Okay, well, maybe next time we'll go together. Even though Arlen, I think he got a little chuffed
at
the idea of us hanging out.
Why would you tell me last second like that when we were going to record? I could have got someone to replace you or anything.
I'm sorry. Did it ever dawn on you that maybe you're not the first person on my mind for things?
That never dawned on me. No.
Never, not once?
No.
Okay, well, that's something you got to work out.
Then. Well, we do a show, you know, like you're on the show. I mean, it's good if we experience it together. I don't know, whatever.
Right. Well, you know, you can cry me a river if you want, but what's done is done. And, you know,
okay.
I mean, I feel bad. I actually do feel bad for not showing up, but it's only because everybody listening had to be subjected to that dog shit episode last week. I mean,
okay.
Can you shut off his mic?
My mic?
Yeah. Can we just shut it off?
Yeah, I can.
You never let
off.
Me talk anyway.
Yeah,
so
all right, he's off.
You can't turn off my mic.
You never let me talk. So here's how this is going to work. Look, first of all, Zig, thank
Zig,
you so
wait,
much.
Turn my mic back on.
Thank you so much for the audio quality of this episode.
No problem.
Doesn't sound like it was recorded in a fucking tin can like last week's episode. Look, I listened to the episode a couple times, which was a chore. Okay, and the reason I listened to it is because I wanted to articulate some points of contention with Arlen and with Dan, but the longer I listened to it, I just started feeling bad for Arlen. I mean, this guy is desperate for attention. He's like, Dan, tell him about my 70-inch TV. Dan, tell him about my muscles. Dan, tell him about all my shitty NSYNC music that I listen to, please. You know, anything that he can do to cobble together a personality. I'm going to call him Sponge from now on. Arlen is Sponge because he's looking for something to soak up, to just, you know, give him the semblance of something other than a dried up square. All right. Now, look, I could talk about the casual homophobia on the episode. I could talk about the casual xenophobia on the episode. You know, I could talk about the opinions.
It was casual. It was casual.
I could. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's still that just means you weren't wearing a tie. That's what that means. Now, I could talk about the opinions, which actually didn't disagree with a lot of them.
Wrestling is all about casual xenophobia, by the way. Zig, turn my mic back on so I get back in it.
All right. Finish your point and I'll turn his mic back on.
All right. Now, I didn't disagree with a lot of the points, but that's only because they were rehashes of things I've been saying over the last several weeks. Now, look, Arlen, there's something you need to know. Curate is French for heal yourself. And I'm going to suggest that you and everybody listening who is as sad and desperate for attention as Arlen is, to seek the help you need, heal yourself, curate. How about it? Turn his mic back on.
All right, you're out.
Okay, Zig, you turn my mic off? Shame. I mean, what, you know, you're getting in the mic. Look. Okay, so you had this coordinated.
Oh, one more thing. Turn his mic off again.
All right.
Turn the mic off again.
Yeah, one minute. Yeah.
Okay. One last thing, Arlen. Have you ever heard somebody so impressed with himself? I have a question for you. What's not to be impressed by? I'm handsome. I'm smart. I'm funny. I'm gifted. I'm a musician. I'm not. You add all that up, I'm not Mr. Steal Your Girl. No. I'm Dr. Steal Your Girl, PhD. And that stands for particularly handsome dude. All right? And I look at this guy, and you're telling me he's jacked. He's got little arms, little core, little head. He's too small, you know? And I had to think about my friends in high school who were, you know, they had low BMIs, and their natural musculature showed through, and they walked around telling people they were jacked. Muscles under just skin are not what makes you jacked. So I want to challenge Arlen to an arm wrestling competition. We can go best of 3. We can go best of 10. I'm not doing anything cardio like a decathlon because I smoke cigarettes and it's not going to work.
Okay, my mic's back,
you're
right?
Yeah,
okay,
you're
good.
Hot, yeah.
I can see. I saw the light go on. Look, okay. So, again, Newman, no clarity with you. Okay, so it looks like there's some kind of coordinated attack here, Zig, that you guys planned out to shut me down. So it seems like you feel like your voice doesn't get heard on this show. So now you need to turn my mic off to get your points in? That's what you're doing?
Yep.
And that's why you don't show up?
Yep.
All right, well, you know what? Fuck it. Look, also, for new listeners to the show, Arlen Marmel, guest of the show, look, he's a great guest, okay? He's reliable, okay?
Uh-huh.
When he says he's going to be there, he's going to be there. And there will be consequences to your actions.
Bring it on.
Now, first thing, before we get into the consequences, we need to set up you're challenging Arlen Marmel to an arm wrestling competition. Uh-huh. Well, we'll see if he agrees. I feel like there has to be a compromise in there somewhere because you're playing to just your strong suit. His strong suit, he's got better cardio, he's got better endurance.
Right.
He does a lot of CrossFit-esque working out. I mean, it's not fair to not play into any of the cardio, but we're going to get you guys together. We're going to get this, and we're going to hash this out. And also, we're going to get Arlen and you in studio.
Good.
And we're going to see. Hopefully that goes okay.
Good.
But you guys need to hash this out.
Look,
because if you're going to be on the show, It's too much toxicity. This is a go-home SummerSlam show. We haven't even talked about SummerSlam yet, right? People have already turned the show off.
Well, I mean...
Because you don't care about the quality of the show. That's my problem with you. All you care about is your feelings, because you're an emo guy with the tattoos.
I'm not emo.
You're emo. If you have a tattoo, you're emo.
You don't have...
And so, that's fine. The next thing is the consequences. Remember we were talking about stand-up?
Yeah.
We were talking about stand-up specials mm-hmm. that you like. Mm-hmm. And one of them you said the Lucas Brothers on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're great.
Yeah. Next week, they're in studio. And guess what?
Awesome.
Your mic is going off.
What?
Your mic is not. You're not even having a mic next week. You could show up. That's fine. You could show up especially because your friend Phil DeCostello, whatever his name is, he can get you in here no matter what. But you're not getting a mic.
This is bullshit.
No. So next week, Lucas Brothers, we're going to be rehashing SummerSlam with the Lucas Brothers on the podcast. They're friends of mine.
Look, you can try to keep me off of a mic. You can try to silence me, but I've got ways.
Listen, stop it. Okay, shame. Stop trying to take this podcast in. It's not going to work. All right, look, we got too much to talk about because it's SummerSlam, so we need to coexist.
Get into it.
Okay? You're going to show up? Are you going to not show up? Are you going to learn your lesson?
Because
you won't be able to talk to the next guest.
I'll be here.
God damn it. You're like a temperamental little kid. It's ridiculous. I'd rather be like casually xenophobic, which is also is kayfabe. That's kayfabe. That's wrestling. Speaking of casually xenophobic, what about everything that happened with Jinder Mahal this week?
I mean, that was horrifying.
Okay. Now, first thing we got to say, all right, we're going to get into everything. We want to wish a speedy recovery to Ric Flair.
Yes.
We all know this is not the end of Ric Flair.
No.
Ric Flair is... I mean, he's styling and profiling right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably ICU nurses riding Space Mountain as we speak.
Oh, exactly. You know, yeah. Even in a medically induced coma, you know he's banging a couple nurses. That's the Ric Flair. Woo! To Rick. All right. Now, let's move on to SummerSlam, okay?
Yep.
So, a lot going on here. This SummerSlam, I feel like this build-up to SummerSlam has been like real... I want to say weird, mm-hmm. but actually, I mean, I kind of like it because it has that feeling of like, sometimes they set the matches like 3 weeks early.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you start being like, all right, let's just see it already.
Yeah.
This is like unfolding last second.
Right. I mean, how many matches do they have announced?
I don't know. How many matches we got announced, Zig?
We have 12.
Oh, wow.
I also like a lot of the writing. There's a lot of elements of like storytelling and a lot of surprise. Things are on the up and up. Still, this is my first week that I watched. I watched wrestling. I watched it all yesterday and today. I watched SmackDown before Raw.
Mm.
I was like, yo, I gotta watch SmackDown. Yeah. I had heard that something cool happened on SmackDown, and I was like, yeah, probably it did. Raw is such a chore for me.
Yeah, I watch Raw primarily.
Even though it's got my guy, the guy,
the big dog.
Oh, yeah, you know he is.
Yeah, I mean, I watch Raw primarily for the Universal title storylines, because I like all those guys, you know, in that storyline, plus Bray and Finn, but everything else I kind of just skip past, because I don't care.
All right. Let's get into specifics. This Rollins Ambrose thing, how did you feel about it?
I like it a lot. I think that they bring out a lot in each other. I think that it gives them both a little bit more of a purpose and a direction. And it's obviously where they both need to be because they both, you know, separately.
We know why you like this. You like this because it's the best thing. The only way to make Ambrose work is to attach him to someone who's actually good, like Rollins.
I'm not concerned about like the only way to make him work. I just want a way to make him work.
I know the other reason you like this storyline is because it was so emo. Those guys were in the ring. It was like watching Twilight. They were in the ring like, just be like, look at me. Like, it was like, I don't trust myself sometimes. They were like having like a teenage relationship. And they like, when they were fighting, they were punching each other. They were like basically like rolling on each other. Like they were going to make out any second. It was like Brokeback Mountain met like Twilight. Not at home fallback, by the way.
Okay.
It's because it's two dudes and it felt like a similar romance.
Sure. I mean, what have you been watching if not every angle in the history of WWE being like kind of like two boys arguing with each other.
I mean, these guys were just so like They were so like, no, like I'm only putting my fist in like if it feels right. And it's like when you put it in, like, I don't like it. Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of fisting. Whoa. It was fisting. It went hardcore very fast.
Right. ECW.
Yeah. This is the fisting episode. Zig, we got to name this. Finally, the fisting happened.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it was a little melodramatic, but I mean, it's wrestling. It's all melodrama.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So. This was basically the booking I called for, except right. I said they should put the hand, and I stick by it. Right. They should put the hands in at SummerSlam. They should have won the belt.
Right.
I would love if when they attacked and then Angle made the match, and then at SummerSlam they did it. Like,
right.
why not save that for SummerSlam? But that's kind of the story of this lead up, this build up. It was very much like blow our wads, right? They did a lot of shit that I was like, we'll get to the cash in. One thing that was like that made no sense was that like at one point. Rollins puts his fist in.
Right.
Right? And then they have the whole argument, like, oh, my God, it was good what we had, but, like, I don't trust you. And it's like, I don't trust myself. Like, oh, my God, we were in the Shield. Remember the Shield? We were so cool in the Shield. No. I do it by myself. Ambrose is just like, I'll do everything by myself now. Like, he's at a truck stop. Like, he's Logan.
Dean Ambrose. Yeah. Haven't heard that name in 3 years.
Yeah. And Rollins, like, I was bleaching my hair at the time. And anyway. Rollins puts his fist in. And Ambrose is like, no. And the crowd's loving it. I mean, it's getting over big time.
Yeah.
And then eventually... Ambrose does put his fist in, and then Rollins is like, no.
Right.
But, like, nothing really happened for me. Like, no, it's because you didn't do it when I wanted you to do that.
Right.
And then they started just, like, fighting, like, basically, like, in The Lion King with, like, Nala and, like, Simba are, like, rolling around down the hill. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, because I think there's a boner in that part. Disney movies always have a shady boner.
Oh, yeah. They flop onto the grass and, like, the particulates from the flowers spell out the word sex in the...
Yeah, right. So, yeah, that's what it was. It's not the boner. That's the Little Mermaid cover.
Yeah. have you seen that?
Yeah. Have I seen it?
Yeah,
I was in it. That's me. it's my cartoon Shaft. Look, okay. I'm wearing... By the way, keep in mind, I'm wearing the Roman Reigns vest right now. So, okay. So, yeah, I mean, that was it was just like, then they fought, and then, they finally put the fist in.
Right.
And then, like, that's cool, we're going to have that. I mean, them being a tag team is dope. Like, they're going to be cool. I think the potential, they're clearly going to win the belts.
I hope so.
Why not?
Yeah.
And then they'll ride that out to, that's a great spot for Mania. Look, Mania is going to always be crowded. If you could get those two guys in a tag match against the Broken Hardys, I mean, that'll be the first tag match people have cared about since, the first time the Hardy Boys were around.
Right.
Wait, we got a cash in on this topic.
Okay.
This is how the cash ins are supposed to work, by the way. Everyone knows that. You cash in on a specific topic, and then your opinion could get in with ours. Here we go. We got a cash in from, I don't know who they're from.
I'm sure they'll say their name.
I'm sure they'll announce their name in the most... Okay, here we go.
What up, Jabroniacs?
What
this
up?
This is your world famous and Jack Mills' favorite advocate representing Puff Nation.
Get yourself over.
On what I feel about this whole little Shield reunion that evidently the WWE is trying to push on everything. I'm here to say it's a terrible idea, and this all better end in Dean Ambrose going heel, and if it doesn't, then it's a damn shame, because Sheamus and Cesaro need the tag belt a lot more than Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose do, especially with how the Raw, actually just in general, the tag team division in both brands are. So, yeah, if Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose win the titles, and it doesn't, if something doesn't result in a Dean Ambrose heel turn, it's all a waste of time. WWE sucks.
Oh, WWE sucks. All right, that was a great cash in.
Yeah.
Also, it made me think.
Me too.
It made me think. I was like, about Cesaro and Sheamus needing the belts. It's like, it is true. They definitely need it because right now they're guys in sunglasses and skirts.
Yeah, they look like weird, like Irish terrorists. Like, I don't know, like IRA, like terrorists.
Yeah. That's cool. WWE sucks. Just throwing it in at the end there. Don't worry, I watched Okada Omega. I saw it. Feel like I'm always seeing that match. That's interesting. I mean, I think Ambrose turning heel is not what I want. I want a Rollins. I want a shame on me.
Right.
I want like a fool me twice.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? I really want that.
I mean, that would give him like volcanic level heat.
Well, he
if
needs
he
it.
Fucked him over again.
He needs it. All right, let's move on from this. Okay, moving on. You know what happens when we move on? I have to switch the soundboard. Okay. All right. Smooth as butter. Oh my God. This is a random note I had down. Corey Graves has so many great lines. He's such a good announcer.
Yes.
He when Alexa Bliss showed up, he was like, "My goodness, Cole, how do I look?"
He's
so funny.
He's the first like ring announcer to like make me laugh consistently since Bobby Heenan.
Bobby Heenan energy.
Yeah,
He's not actually funny. He just clearly does a lot of work.
Right,
he's like a lot of prep. But I did see Corey Graves on Bring It to the Table on the WWE Network $9.99, they were saying, "Are there too many wrestling podcasts?" That's what they were talking about.
Yeah,
and then he was like, "Yes, there's too many." It was like, no, fuck you, man. Like, there's too many wrestling. How? Like, yes, there's a lot of them. You don't have to listen to them, but why can't they exist?
Right. Yeah, they're not, like, taking up space somewhere.
So you don't listen to the ones you listen to.
Right.
Are there too many? Especially if you're an ambassador of WWE, you should be like, there's not enough.
Right.
You'd want more podcasts. Right. It's just free press.
Yeah.
I basically talk about their product for free every week. Not only that, I'm wearing a Roman Reigns merch. It's a $60 vest.
Yeah, I
taught improv right after, bought it with that cash right away. Bought this vest.
That sounds a little like elitist and like hipstery to be like, oh, there's too many people.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to defend him. He's got tattoos like you.
Yeah, but he listens to like Avenged Sevenfold, like
that's what you
fake
who
ass
knows he
metal.
Listens to.
I know for a fact that's what he
I was at the Metallica concert this weekend.
Yeah, was that great?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I bet.
It was amazing.
How long did they
got one song that they play for 2 hours, and I loved it.
Yeah.
They got this one song that they play, and I love it. All right. Anyway, let's move on. So let's talk about the Bray Ballard situation. And I guess I'm not going in a good order here, but this is the thing I want to talk about the most. I dug this a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like this was pretty cool that it was like, all right, first off, they kept me guessing. I was engaged the whole time because I was like, is this their SummerSlam match?
Right.
I was like, oh, are they jumping the gun and being like, SummerSlam, come early?
Right.
And then it wasn't clear that it was like, and I think the idea was like, all right, you can't do it. Like, let's have your match tonight. Which actually I thought was maybe a cool idea for the future. If they have too many matches on the card, just do it on Raw.
Right, right.
Seems like better than a better spot than a kickoff. But.
Yeah. No, I loved it. a few episodes ago on this podcast, I had said,
When you showed up?
When I showed up, I want Bray to do spooky stuff. It was after the whole like projecting like maggots and stuff onto the stage.
Which, by the way, I love.
Yeah.
I still dig that.
Yeah. So I wanted him to do more spooky stuff. And the thing that I said was, I want the lights to go out, his opponent to suddenly be like crumpled up in the corner with like a fucking dead crow in his mouth or something spooky. And everything except for the dead crow, they did. The lights went out. Finn was in the middle of the ring. They come back up. He's slumped in the corner. Bray has a bucket of blood, pours the blood on him like a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
Loved it. And I further proving that somebody is listening to this podcast and taking the ideas.
Well, all right. If you want to get into that, one of the other main things that happened this week, I called it. But all right. Anyway. Which could go either two ways. It could mean wrestling booking is very easy.
Right. Occam's Razor says that's probably it.
Yeah. So I thought this was cool. I think one thing about it was that, like, all right, awesome. Let's justify why he's going to be the demon.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, okay, you're a monster. Now it's time for the demon to slay the monster. I love that. I love that story. I love anytime they justify in wrestling, I really dig it. Or something makes sense. Wrestling never makes sense.
Right.
And when it makes... No, wrestling in general, WWE makes no sense. Mm-hmm. They have a really tough time with like continuity and remembering what they did last week, stringing a storyline. They've been getting way better with it,
right?
So the fact that Bray, it was like, oh, let's have Bray have a clean win because he can beat Finn Balor,
Right.
Because he's evil. He'll beat him, but he can't beat the demon. And then the demon's clearly going to go over.
Right.
My one beef with Bray is the same beef I always have, is that, like, what is the blood? Like, it's a new thing he does? I mean, it's fine. You can introduce it. You don't need to say it. But I'm like, what is, like, I never thought of him as, like, a blood guy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just an attempt to do spooky stuff with him. Like, the as soon as you, and I said this a couple weeks ago when I showed up, that, you know, he's, if you put him in the context of him trying to scare the kids that are watching, everything he does makes sense.
Right.
So that's like, because I was watching that.
Yeah, that is a good point.
If I was 12.
That is your only good point ever.
If I was 12 and I saw that him pouring blood on him, I'd be like, whoa, this is fucked up.
All right. On the topic, we got a cash in. That is, I agree. Let's hear the cash in.
Coach of Wrestling. I'm calling in.
Oh, it's this guy.
Cashing in my thoughts.
Is this a fake voice?
First off,
it's got to be.
Monday night, Bray Wyatt and Finn Balor. I hated that so much. You pour blood on him, and blood is disgusting, and blood stains, and I hate it. And blood is for disgusting ladies that have blood. I hate it.
What?
Bray Wyatt's a dum-dum. But you know who else is? Oh, everyone on this dumb podcast. Okay, you got Danny Black, Muscles now being a stupid head. You got Nathalie Human. You got Arpin, whatever.
Arkin.
None of you are comedians. None of you are wrestlers. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of listening to you. You got a problem with me? Screw you. I want a real comedian. I want Jim Gaffigan. So if you got a problem with me, why don't you say something to my face? You can come meet me at the UCB Arena in Chelsea, New York City, where I'll actually be wrestling 11:59 p.m. at Revengeance. Okay? So, you want to come step to me? Yeah, I'll show you what's what.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Told you.
This is a fake. You're right.
I told you.
Okay, so look, they're wrestling at Revengeance, which, hey, let's plug Revengeance,
let's
by the
it.
Way. This weekend, I believe Ziggler's going to be there.
Mm.
Midnight, I think it's Saturday.
Weird how Ziggler's going to be there. Mm. And this guy is disguising
his voice. It's not Ziggler. Because, all right, one of the clues here, they said Muscles Marinara, uh-huh. which is my wrestling character from New York.
So it's somebody that knows you.
It's somebody from the UCBW League. All right, you know what? I'm about to you. But, hey, look, you know what? Keep calling it. Yeah. I love this guy. Yeah. This is the best discussion.
I got a feeling that this East-West rivalry
I think
might...
I know who this might be.
Oh, yeah? You want to say it off air? Or you want to say it on air?
I'm not going to reveal his cover, but keep cashing in because what do you say about Lady Blood?
Blood is disgusting, and then he alluded to something about it being related to.
Look, it could also be, who knows?
Periods.
Still could be real. Still could be, I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway. All right.
Yeah, New York does have a bunch of fucking weirdos.
I don't even remember what that point was, but all right, whatever. He didn't like blood because of ladies' periods,
yes,
I believe
that's
is what
he was
saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to tell you, that is why cash-ins exist. You know, I was worried about the cash-ins for a while because a lot of you guys, you're going into business for yourself. You're not thinking about the show.
Right.
You're thinking about hearing yourself. You're not thinking about adding to this show. Now, anyway, let's move on, okay?
Interesting turn of events.
That was fucking funny. All right. Okay, so anyway. So, yeah, I felt like the build-up for the Samoa Joe, they were all out there, that, like, didn't do anything for me. It was just classic, like, beat-up routine. I didn't, like, it wasn't that memorable. It did feel like they were, like, going off the air and shit was still going down, but then I didn't see anything.
Right.
Maybe I missed it. Maybe there was some off-the-air stuff. I don't know. Yeah, there's nothing to say in that, right? It's
right.
Like, let's just see this match,
yeah,
right?
I'm so ready for it.
I mean,
it, yeah.
Heyman was on fire. He was yelling at the top of his lungs, but I don't know. Any takeaways from that segment?
No, I mean, I wasn't super into the whole, you know, holding the back. It was the same exact thing they did with Samoa Joe.
I don't remember
Brock.
It. Yeah, it was a little generic.
I mean, it is about Paul Heyman. I was talking to a friend of mine. Like, it's amazing to see him, like, where he is now in the business from, like, where he came. Because I remember watching ECW as a kid. And him being there, now he's like the advocate for like arguably the biggest draw in wrestling right now. And he's just so good. I don't know why he's not teaching promo classes.
Yeah. Because he doesn't need to.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't need to. Yeah, I was listening to the on Something to Wrestle With. I was listening to I'll plug another podcast. I don't care. I mean, that's the biggest wrestling podcast. So they did a Paul Heyman episode that was pretty interesting. Sounds like a dude. He sounds like a pretty temperamental dude who kind of like.
Oh, I bet.
I don't think he's into like he's. They say he's really good with younger talent,
mm-hmm.
and like he like. Brought Brock in, brought Punk in. He's
right.
responsible for some of the best dudes.
Yeah.
It's just a guy with a lot of talent. Yeah. Anyway, Tozawa wins the Cruiserweight Championship.
Love it.
Love it?
Yeah.
I mean, Tozawa, I don't know much. I know he's a big time wrestler, big indie, you know, New Japan guy.
Yeah.
I know that. I like that he won it because then it's like, all right, this is kind of an example of them blowing out all the stops. Like,
yeah.
They're like, all right, let's change titles on Monday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing I like about it is that.
And the rematch can happen at SummerSlam.
Right. The thing that I love about it is that, like, because the Cruiserweight stuff sort of exists in a vacuum,
yeah.
You got to see this guy, Tozawa, get himself over, and it's obvious that that's why they dropped the belt.
Right.
Because he, in that wasteland, he has the most reaction that anybody gets. There are people doing his, like, yell
right.
with him. Kids love it. And so just because it exists in that vacuum, it's way more apparent that, like, oh, this guy got himself over and now gets right. the belt.
The thing with Tozawa is super interesting because he's clearly, a real talented wrestler. Clearly very small.
Yeah.
You know I feel about size, but right. he's small in that way where like, and then he doesn't speak English, mm-hmm. right? Or I don't know. I imagine he doesn't because he doesn't get on the mic, right?
Right.
It's like he's one of these guys where you're like, oh, can this guy get over on the main roster?
Right.
It's still hard to know because of this cruiserweight division, which just feels like a whole separate thing. They finally stopped making the ropes purple,
right?
Which was like, you're going to get rid of talking smack, but you're going to like change the, I don't know.
Right.
I'm still so pissed off about talking smack going away. That's just like,
yeah,
that's one of my favorite thing.
Something funny started happening though when on 205 Live, when Titus was giving a speech
yeah.
about Tozawa winning. He instead of doing the what chant, the crowd was doing Tozawa's yell in between. So instead of doing what, they're going ah, ah every pause. So he has like that could become a thing now.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I didn't even notice that.
He's over as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I zone out during the cruiserweights. It's like a bummer because it's you know, mm-hmm. but you're like I think of like Zack Sabre Jr. We always talk about it. You're like he would. There's no chance he would get over in the current state of like Cruiserweight Classic.
Right.
And that's not why I'm not focusing on bodies just to be like a you know, be like, oh, you have to be jacked to do that. All right. I can already smell the cash-ins. I can already smell it. But I am saying that, like that whole, there's no heat involved
right.
there. Like even Neville's like feel, it's a great role for him, but he's iced, you know,
yeah.
but they might want to move him out of the Cruiserweight division now.
Yeah.
You know, cause he's really figuring himself out. Like you could have like a Miz, you know, he could go for the IC belt at this point. Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I don't even think people would be pissed.
No. I mean, you remember Neville, like he was like beat. He like almost beat Rollins like back, you know, now we forget.
Right.
But he really figured himself out in this heel role. The problem is that all these wrestlers, because we have such a lack of charisma going on in wrestling right now,
yeah.
all these wrestlers only work because they turn them heel.
Right.
You know, like, Cass is, like, kind of working now, and, it, like, you know, we get, you know, because he's getting real heat.
Right.
I mean, look, he, you know my argument, heat is heat, like. They're booing him because they don't like him.
Right.
They're not booing him because you're like, oh, you're this in storyline. They're not letting him talk because they're like, you suck.
Yeah.
But he cut a good promo this week. I mean, good for him. Way better for him.
Right. Yeah, the charisma, like, glut is like, crazy right now.
It's crazy. And then you see a guy like Bray who's, like, full of charisma and he doesn't, like, make sense.
Right.
So you're like, oh, it's a bummer that he can't connect. You're like, you know, he's like... He's like really in his own world, and that's really the problem with Raw. Is like all the personalities are on SmackDown, I think,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if you even, I don't even mean personality in the way of like oh, mic skills, but all the guys who are like real interesting are on SmackDown. I think like Raw is almost feels like a white guy festival. Or like, am I wrong?
No, you're right. Yeah,
it's just like Rollins, Ambrose, I mean, whatever. Reigns is blah. I know he's not white. I don't know why I'm getting to, but it's like Cass, you know.
Right.
Right? Like, you don't have, like Jinder is interesting. He's got something going on. Whether he's talking about personality, he's a dud on the mic or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, he's got, there's interesting there. You know, Shinsuke, interesting. Cena is always obviously going to be, there's, you know, Cena. Owens, I mean, AJ, right. All the good talent are on SmackDown.
Right.
No, all, I mean, there's a lot of good talent overall, but all the charisma is on SmackDown. That's what I want to say.
It's imbalanced.
All the charisma is on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Except Miz.
Right.
But Miz is, does he even have a SummerSlam match? Is there no IC match? Zig, do you see his Miz match on that SummerSlam card? I think he has no match.
Yeah, I don't
maybe think Jason that. Jordan.
Maybe,
but that's not. They didn't announce that.
No.
No Miz.
Yeah. Wow. Jason Jordan. By the
I
way,
I mean
man.
To me, Miz is like the best. It's like
yeah.
On Raw, Miz is the guy you need. Is like the only guy pulling his weight, like right. to keep segments interesting.
Yeah. Doesn't it? I mean, I feel like what he could still be handled. Better,
but
too.
He stinks on Raw. Yeah. Even like he was so much better on SmackDown. Like SmackDown just it brings out the best.
Yeah,
Kurt Angle's not like doing a great job as the like he feels like he's scripted. He comes out when they tell him to. He feels like kind of checked out or something. Shane is a little checked out too, but you have Shane and Daniel Bryan, so it's always right. like you know I don't know, man. Yeah, it's like Charlotte's quiet. She's on SmackDown. Alexa Bliss is not. I like Alexa Bliss a lot, but I actually think what she's suffering from is she doesn't have a good feud.
Right.
She's not able to get any momentum going. I'm just trying to figure out what's wrong with Raw. They lean a lot into Dean Ambrose. I mean, Ambrose does like all this heavy lifting, but it falls flat for most people I know are right. not enjoying Ambrose. So I don't really know. All right, let's move on to SmackDown. I mean, yeah. So look. The beginning of this segment was so disturbing,
yeah.
Right? It was like weirdly good but disturbing. Jinder Mahal came out, had another Punjabi celebration, we'll call it.
Yeah.
He called it something else.
I didn't catch
but this
that.
Was the same day that Donald Trump basically empowered the KKK or treated them as like equivalents to protesters against Nazis. And then we had a segment that was just like booing India, USA chants on a day where like flags should be flying half mast.
Yeah.
And we're booing India, which no one has any problem with India.
And that poor woman, like just eating a plate full of booze. Like,
right.
Like it was hard to watch, but the dancing was cool.
So, yeah. So the segment was produced incredibly. Yeah. Like, and that's kind of what made Jinder interesting is like his culture. I mean, if there's ever an argument for diversity, it's this. It's like,
right.
You know, we don't. How many rock metal guys do we need in wrestling?
Right. Like, yeah, no, you're right.
You know, like Ambrose, they all come out. Zig, you peeing in a cup? Zig's taking a piss in a cup. Dude, you can just, we could pause for a second.
Sorry, I didn't think you could hear that.
I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, it stinks in here, man.
Yeah, really? It's like you peed like a fucking whole pint, dude.
Yeah. Oh, man. God, don't do that. I mean, you
should have known better, dude.
I mean, come on.
Apologies, it won't happen again.
Yeah. Shame. I mean, ridiculous. Anyway, so, right. If there's ever an argument for diversity, it's like this segment. It
right.
Just purely visually.
Right.
You're just like, oh, look at this. The colors are different, not skin colors. Like, just, oh, and oh, look, at this music sounds different. It's like, oh, cool. And then Shinsuke shows up. He's different.
Right.
Like, it's drawing. I mean, so the interesting thing about this segment is that, like, so we had that horrific, look, I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know all my listeners, but I imagine we all agree that that was a horrific day for America. One of the worst days I could think of. Since,
yeah, easily.
I'm not even exaggerating. And then we're just chanting USA at an Indian guy.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. Like, plus he's Canadian.
Right.
But, okay, at the same time, it worked. It got the heat, right? And then at the same time, Shinsuke came out and got over big.
Right.
He doesn't even speak English. This guy came out, was barely speaking English, and people were going nuts for his promo. So. Yeah. There was an element that's like, oh, working the crowd here. This is what's cool about wrestling. It's like, we're telling them to boo him. But in terms of writing,
it was a little cheap.
It was a little insensitive.
Yeah.
Now, to the other point, it's like also gender. I mean, what else do you do with gender?
Right. I mean, could you imagine a face gender like coming
out?
He
doesn't need to be face. Let's say he's still a heel.
Right.
How would you get heel heat?
Oh,
is there
right.
a way to get heel heat for gender without being like, I'm an Indian and you hate me?
I mean, maybe just the like the Rick Rude, like, look how good a shape I'm in. All your women want me. That whole thing.
Yeah, I think so. I guess the question is more like, can he pull it off? They clearly were like, what's the cheapest heat we can give him?
Right.
You know, look, he's Indian. And like people are like, all right, he's brown.
Right,
let's boo him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's literally what it feels like.
Right.
I was thinking, like, could I, if I was in that arena, would I chant USA? Where were they?
Rhode Island. Providence.
Providence is a shady spot. Yep. It's a shady place.
It really is. Doesn't surprise
definitely
me.
Definitely some hate groups in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yes. Yeah. I probably would not have chanted at all.
I would have had a hard time with it, like, honestly. So, anyway, so that's it. How did you feel gender did?
He's getting a little bit better, but I mean, like, there's still like this, for some reason, these people, and you know, a good point that that Sponge had was that
Arlen is Sponge?
Sponge, yeah. That Sponge had was that like the charisma with these guys, like there's just something going on where they don't sound like human beings. And it is rare, right, that somebody who's like physically talented and athletically built and charismatic, that just doesn't happen. And it's like it is like The Rock. That's it.
Right.
But they've got to figure out something to get these people to sound like humans. I don't even care if it sounds scripted. They just don't talk like humans.
So what's an example? Can you think of something?
Of gender or just in general?
Of just gender not sounding human. Do you remember like a second of it?
I mean.
Or like how it sounds? You like impersonate it?
Because he'll be like.
You people.
All you people are disrespectful to me because of my language and my skin color.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to tell you. That's wrong. Like, he's just, like, so... Nobody ever speaks that way.
Right.
Not even in, like, the wrestling... Like, the sort of wrestling accent that people get, where it's, like, the cadence. That's not even that.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of me, like, the gender booking, I, like... It was more like... I think it was they went, like, really lowbrow with it.
Yeah.
Where I thought when it started, they were going highbrow. I dug when he was like, you guys don't like diversity. It's like, oh, okay, you're going to go a little meta about the fact that, like, black champions don't get over. Like, white, you know, like, black wrestlers in general don't get over as much. Like, there's some, you know, there is, like, a racist element to, like, you know. And I was like, oh, you're going to call that out. But instead it just became like, you don't like the fact that we dance. So you don't like when we play the fun drum.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, okay. But it's fine. It's like, people don't like that you don't cheat. And Randy Orton did call it out. I was like, we don't like you because you're a jackass.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But the gender run, I still just think he should have just been like, squashing dudes.
Yeah.
It should have went meta that, like, this guy, like, is working out, outworking everybody.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they should show him going right to the gym after his matches, and it's just like, this guy's like, he's a beast, you know?
Keep a barbell at, like, the top of the stage, so when he wins, he just starts lifting right away.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think there could be something like that, where it's just like, oh, man, this guy's like, he wasn't winning, and he, like, a fire was lit under his ass, you know? But, okay, whatever. Do you think he's... So Shinsuke came out. That was his best promo to date.
Yeah. Why did he sing the last part?
Okay, it was super weird.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he did his whole, like, spaz thing, and then he was like, to me, he's saying.
By the way, the woman who sung, I love that.
Yeah.
She was a bad singer, on purpose. That was great.
I know, but that poor lady.
That was so good. Singing bad is such a great way to get bad heat.
Right.
It was so genuine. It wasn't like when they bring out some hot diva and like she can't sing, you know? It was like she was really doing her best.
Yeah.
And she was like somebody's mom.
Yeah.
And she was trying to sing like a song. I mean, she probably nice but she sings it like to her daughter, but like she's singing it to the whole arena.
And, like, I actually saw some Indian folks on Twitter being like upset with WWE because of that segment.
Really?
Yeah, there were a lot of the kind of like overall sentiment was like, we don't need to hear our national anthem being sung while you boo it.
See, you know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's and the reason that we don't know if it's offensive is because nobody hates India. Like,
right.
No one's thinking about India and being like, it's fucking India. Like, you know, like, it's like, no one's like, what would we be mad at them for? Like, I guess because jobs are being outsourced there.
Maybe.
But they're not even bringing that up. That would be like, if they just go, like, if it's like, my cousin, hey, what do you do? My cousin has your job now. Like, something like that. That would be kind of funny.
Right.
And it would be, like, smart. But, yeah, she was just saying that, like, when people sing national anthems, I don't know, it's a little 80s or whatever.
Yeah, because if they had done it, like, imagine if, like,
I'm going to bring up this Shinsuke promo.
Imagine if, like, somebody sang the American national anthem in, like, New Japan, and they all started booing. Like, we'd be furious.
Yeah, I mean, at one point, Paul Heyman did the mourner's Kaddish in Hebrew.
Remember. Yeah.
And I had to like call my more Jewish friends than me and had to be like, hey, is that offensive? Is that weird? I mean, I know he's like a Manhattan Jew,
right?
You know? So like whatever, but I was a little bit like, can you do that? Like there's certain prayers you're not supposed to do. Like, obviously I don't really care that much, but
right.
I was like, is that weird?
Right.
And they, some of them were like, yeah, it's a little weird.
Right. Yeah. 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 What is that prayer normally for?
That's the prayer you say, like, to, like, when you're, like, if you're in synagogue, like, when someone dies,
ooh,
you say it, like, you know, you stand up and say it. So, like, when I've been in, like, synagogue before, and my mom, like, stands up for her dead mother, and then they say that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think to me, it's like, you know, it's really weird, because, like, I'm a dude who, like, I'm like, nothing sacred. Like, let's do comedy, whatever.
Right.
But then every once in a while, something is like, ooh, that has meaning to me. Well, and as you're a Jew, a lot of stuff doesn't have meaning to you because it's like, I never been to church, you know?
Right. I'm half Jewish. And I remember I was visiting a friend in college, and his roommates were playing Madden. And then one of them was like, to his friend, like, he like truck sticked him or something. He's like, you Jew. And like, it was the first time in my life where I was like, ooh, like that sucks. Like, what, like feeling like marginalized? I mean, I'm white, so I never feel that way.
Totally.
But it was, it was like that thing where it's like, oh, wait, that was a little, that stirred something in me.
What exactly did you say?
He referred to it, like, he derisively referred to his own friend as a Jew for
being cheap with the money?
No, like I'm playing Madden. Like he like did something to him in Madden.
Oh, you really like you Jewed me?
Something like that.
Yeah. Like, oh, that happened to my wife, and my wife is like she happens to be Jewish, but is like the least Jewish. And one time, one of her friends was just like, she was like, do you need me to put this dollar in or something? Because it's like just being like, is there more like. You know, like being like, do we need more money?
Right.
And someone was like, oh my God, you were such a Jew about that. Like one of her friends did that. And then she was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
But I feel like we live in a society where we don't. It's like fake. Like, I don't get offended that much. People don't say things to be offensive or like they do in like an improv scene or like. So it's when you see real hate, you're just like, oh, I'm like a coastal elite, I guess. I guess I'm an elite.
Cosmopolitan.
The elite. Coastal elite. coastal elite.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for the Shinsuke promo?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, one of these countries we've had no problems with, one of them we nuked.
In India, it is Indian Independence Day. However, today in Japan, it is the day we commemorate those who have died in war and pray for peace.
So there's like two competing holidays going on.
Right.
So I'm saying this is more interesting than just like two guys coming out to like some light metal.
Right.
Then he just said SummerSlam for no reason.
He said this Sunday at SummerSlam.
Oh. Right, here's the weird part, right?
Yeah.
All right, now he's like... hulking up. He's like holding in. His skin about to blow.
Like a nitro dick. Why does he sing?
Oh my God. I love that.
Why does he sing?
Guys, this was the moment that Shinsuke became president. you remember that?
Yeah.
Van Jones was like, this is when Trump became president. What are you talking
that
about?
That didn't age well at all.
That did not age well. this is when Shinsuke became...
the superstar?
A superstar, yes. Yeah. That is what he became in WWE. When he's just like, you're going to lose that title. And then he's pausing. It's like, he's like, oh, man, like he's holding in his shit or something. And then he's like, to me. That's cool. If he's going to be, like, weird, that's good. Right. Also, he clearly speaks better English. Like, I guess it probably took him a lot of effort to do that, right? He probably had to like sit and like study a sheet of paper, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it is worth noting the fact that that was a promo between two, an Indian man or a Canadian Indian and a Japanese man, and there wasn't a gang of white people fighting. It was like, I don't know the last time I saw something like that.
Yeah, and I don't want to get too much into skin color. It is just a thing like
representation.
Raw is just like the Rock white guy show, and then SmackDown's where like it gets more interesting.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're gonna like try, you know. It's interesting. These guys haven't even touched, right?
Right.
Like Jinder and Shinsuke. It's just a bummer because Jinder can't wrestle for shit. So anyway, cool. All right. Well, that match. I'm into that match. Who you think he's gonna take it, Shinsuke?
No, I don't think so. I think I don't know. I just don't think so. I don't know why, but I think there'll be some. Somebody will come in and fuck it up, or the Singh brothers. It'll just be the same old.
All right, let's jump into the cash in. So, at the end, Jinder Cena touched for the first time, for the very first time. Look, they had their match, and Corbin came out, you know, whatever. So Corbin cashed in. Like, that's all that matters, right? Yeah. I can get it just for time. Like, Corbin cashed in. It was really weird because he, like, went to attack Cena, right? And then it, like, took him way too long to realize that he should cash in.
Right. Yeah, what was that?
He, like, went so far up the ramp.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, now I can cash in. But look, he didn't win. And that's what I said on this podcast. Yep. And that's what I'm saying is that I said the reason for Corbin to win is because he's a perfect guy to not actually win the cash in.
Right.
If we want to set the precedent that like, it's annoying that with the Money in the Bank, especially if there's going to be women and men to think that every time it's going to work.
Right.
You know?
Right. It was weird though. Isn't it? Don't they normally let them just start fighting? Like, it was weird that he like held him off.
No, so there's kind of a precedent being set here that like the ref has to really talk to the timekeeper.
Right.
It's a real discussion. He's like, hey, like I think it started with Sheamus. When Sheamus was trying to cash in and it didn't work out.
Right.
I vaguely remember it. It was on Roman, right?
Like they wouldn't let him cash in?
No, where the ref, like when you go to cash in, you give him the briefcase. He takes the briefcase, rolls out of the ring, walks over to the timekeeper, and then they have a long discussion back and forth about it. Like, there's no prep for this. And he's like, he's going to cash in. This is because he's got a contract. It's in there, blah, blah, blah. And then like it takes a long time to start.
Right.
And that's like, they've been using that technique to like, it's cool because then it's like, oh, we can fake cash in. Because the precedent they've set is that if the bell doesn't ring, the cash in didn't happen.
Right.
Even if they go like, he's cashing in, if they don't ring the bell.
Right.
Also, the precedent they said is that like the other guy has to be standing. You have to be in like ready to go position. But that's the thing that was so cool with Corbin is that you're like, oh, if it was like Roman Reigns or if it was somebody big or somebody that needs to get over with it, it's just... then you know they're going to win.
Right.
You know? So it is cool that, like, Corbin didn't win it. And it was like, oh, because he went to punch Cena first. Cena kind of botched that whole thing because he was on screen rolling into the ring.
Yeah.
So you saw that he was there.
And Corbin, like, keeps, like, looking over.
Yeah, what they were going for was, like, oh, Cena interrupts it and then he has to hit him. But, Yeah, I mean, wait, all right, we got some cash-ins on it.
All right.
You want to hear the cash-ins?
I mean, no, but...
All right.
What the fuck just happened? I'm driving home from work, and my wife says, oh, Baron Corbin's cashing in. What? 2 minutes later, Baron Corbin just lost. What? I'm not a Baron Corbin fan, just like most of the people on this podcast. But he could have eventually been big, and they just ruined him. And that kind of pisses me off. What the fuck? That was bullshit. Forever the Revival.
All right, I want to go on a limb right now and just say that was the best cash-in we've ever had.
Oh, okay.
Would you agree with that? I mean, besides, Zig, us cashing in, that was like the perfect length.
Yeah.
It was so honest. It was in the moment.
Right.
It was so impulsive.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, this guy's wife calls him about cash-ins.
What a wife, huh?
I mean, I can't even, I'm so jealous. I've been married. My wife's great. Super hot, she puts out, but I would say I just did good. yeah, baby, oh yeah. All right, so anyway, so yeah, I gotta stop saying things that completely derail me.
Yeah.
Okay. When it comes to that, I
should have known better, dude.
But like, okay, so. My wife would never be like, Baron Corbin's cashing in. There's so many layers there. She wouldn't know who Baron Corbin is.
Right.
She doesn't understand the concept of the cash-in. She wouldn't be watching wrestling, let alone without me.
Right.
The fact that she would be watching it. And then be like, and then even if she was, she wouldn't call me.
Right.
Like, yo, Baron Corbin's cashing in.
Right.
You got a great wife.
Yeah,
that's
man.
A wife you hold on to.
It is.
I got to tell you, that was my favorite cash-in. That was perfect. He's like, what? Again, Baron Corbin's cashing it. What? You might even become a sound drop on the show. What? Oh, man, I love that. Yeah, I mean, look, so the point in there, and this is why we have cash-ins, is to bring in outside perspectives,
right.
Okay, so that we're not in our bubble, our coastal elites.
Coastal
elites. And we're not just stuck in that bubble, because even though Newman, I think he's a massive emo teenage douche, we have a lot of things that we agree on.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's saying they ruined Corbin. Like, to me, I'm like, oh, I think it makes Corbin even better because it's like now he's even more unlikable.
Right.
Because Corbin is the most unlikable guy. And also, he can't win the belt.
Right.
Like, we Jinder Mahal's holding the belt right now, and Shinsuke might win it. And even that soon, we're going to give it to Corbin. We can't be tossed. That's the Money in the Bank should be on Raw, because then if it's the Universal title, like, go ahead. That's
right.
A nothing title.
Right.
But we got to remember what that is. Like, keep in mind, in New Japan, right, which everyone gives me shit because I don't talk enough about it, blah, 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 even though I'm watching it, there's not much to say. By the way, there's not much to say about New Japan because it's just great matches.
Right.
You just got to go, like, great match. You know what I mean? Like, I watched a match and go, that was really cool. You know, I love that. I mean, that was a better match. Agreed. Like, when you watch a match in New Japan, you go, I don't know why I watched WWE.
Right. Yeah.
I agree. Like, I totally get it. But, like, Okada's had this belt for, like, what, 3 years
something
now?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, like, Kenny Omega is, like, arguably the best wrestler in wrestling, you know, and he doesn't win the belt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're going to make him win the belt. Like, it's going to take him, like, from being a heavyweight, it's going to take him years of putting on 5-6-star matches. So it's like this belt's just going to go to Baron Corbin, who stinks.
Right.
I mean, he stinks. He's whatever. He's not in shape.
Right.
Which I care about. He can't cut a promo. I mean, there's not that much. The only thing good about Corbin is that you hate him so much.
Right.
And, like, this is a great way to keep hating him.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he can't even cash in properly.
Yeah, and he's a confirmed kiss ass, right? That's what,
Hot Young Briley said on the show.
Yeah.
This is the only guy that he was watching his words. I'll say things. They stay silent. The wrestlers come in here. They stay silent. The only guy he felt free to just shoot on was just Baron Corbin. He's like, that guy's an asshole. Right? He said that on the podcast.
Yes, yeah.
All right. So, I mean, how do you feel them blowing the cash? Like, now we don't have a Money in the Bank briefcase going into Mania.
I mean, it tells me that I don't know why they would do that now.
Right.
Like, why not do the same thing at SummerSlam?
Does that get people real excited for, like, more into SummerSlam, you know? Well, I mean, I think we're going to see a Carmella cash in at...
Yeah.
I think Carmella's walking out of SummerSlam with the belt.
Wow. That would be unexpected, to say the least, I think.
You think unexpected?
Yeah.
God, I mean...
She's not even really in the picture.
I just think she is. She's walking out of there. Like, I mean...
It is Brooklyn, right?
So. It seems
not Brooklyn. Yeah, no.
It's Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think people are going to go nuts for it. Maybe she'll hold it till Mania. Now that the other briefcase doesn't exist, we can have two cash-ins in a week. Maybe
right.
Not.
No.
Some shenanigans will go down.
Yes.
Maybe she won't. It'll, like, some kind of schmaz will happen where she doesn't care. She's showing up during that match. No
right.
question.
I wonder if Ellsworth will fuck up the cash-in.
I love Ellsworth.
Yeah.
He was so awful on the mic this week.
Yeah.
They gave him the mic, and he was like, yo, whoever wins that match, you lose. That's what that was his promo. That was literally what he said. I had to rewatch it. That was what it was awful. All right. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I think Cena's in a real weird spot here for no reason. Like,
right.
I don't know.
Well, he's getting ready to go film again, isn't he?
I know. But he's going to just wrestle Corbin. What are they going to do with that match? Are they going to give Corbin a clean win over Cena? Shinsuke just had a clean win over Cena. Like, he's still John Cena.
I feel like Cena, though, is probably in this mood of, like...
Maybe he's probably going to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. Before.
That match probably not even going to happen.
Oh, right. Yeah, like Corbin's going to come find him and beat him up?
That's the only thing Corbin does is beat people up backstage, right? That's like all... So I feel like Corbin's going to come in and... Like, and then they can write Cena off the show, and then you could set up Cena Corbin at Mania if they want that to be a thing.
Right.
I mean, does anyone deserve, like, I've said it last week, Corbin is the guy, the most push for the least deserving.
Right. Yeah, it's, they sort of, it's not even like he's in, like with Roman, you get it, right? Because he's in such great shape.
Yeah, he's like a gorgeous man.
Right.
He looks like, my mom's walked by the screen before and been like, who is that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My mom, I mean, she knows a good looking dude.
Yeah.
You got to see my dad.
I think I met your dad once. Yeah, but so it seems even more out of place because Corbin is like balding, skinny fat dweeb. So it doesn't make any sense why they would give him that many opportunities. Unless he is just a kiss ass, you know, backstage.
Yeah, I mean, he has to be something. Vince just likes him because I think he's like, same thing as Cass. But,
yeah.
I mean, Cass, I understand more than Corbin even.
Right.
He's like wrestling in a t-shirt. I mean,
yeah, I mean, he's for...
And he doesn't have the talent to wrestle in the t-shirt. You know the rules.
Right.
The rules are, you want to wrestle in a t-shirt, you better be great.
Right. And I mean, but Corbin is for... Very specific, like the girl who was flipping off Cena, that is a Baron Corbin fan.
Yes,
her neckbeard boyfriend. That is a.
Are you a neckbeard?
That's it.
I can't figure out your gimmick.
You're not a neckbeard. Come on now.
I don't know what a neckbeard is. You have a beard on your neck.
Do I?
Is that like a twink? What is that?
I feel like you have this like phrase relativism where like all phrases are like equal.
I just think it's like. I like wrestling because they have gimmicks in wrestling. When people have gimmicks in real life, it's not my bag.
Right.
Okay.
A neckbeard is like a guy who is like really into like men's rights and wears fedoras. And
men's
like,
what rights don't men have?
No, exactly. Exactly.
Oh.
So they wear like fedoras and they're just like overall like dorks.
Yeah.
So but
I
that's
mean,
who,
all these like
that's
white supremacists
for.
Are they like neckbeard? Like they count?
That's,
they
they're
count
neckbeards.
That?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, do these guys, like, I just want to see one of these guys be like, hey, I went to school to be, like, an engineer. I got great grades, and this world has shafted me. Like, just show me one of them.
Well, they can't because, so, they're dumb.
Yeah.
Like, they're the dumbest people in the world, and their ideology is indefensible. So it's sort of tough luck. Like, you have what you believe is indefensible, and you're too dumb to even begin to defend it if it were.
Yeah.
So
okay, here's let's get into kayfabe.
Yeah,
like how would you feel about an alt-right pro wrestler.
Not the time.
If they went Corbin, like, yeah. could they make Corbin like something like that?
I don't think it's the time. I think it's like that.
See, to me, no. Like, I don't mean like they gotta wear like a Nazi flag,
right?
But like, if they're like complaining about privilege, like there is a way to do something,
sure,
where you're like,
yeah,
oh, like this guy gets this opportunity. No, I don't know.
I guess the,
I don't know.
No, I feel you, but like I think
sometimes we workshop on this show. You know what right? I mean? Yeah. We workshop.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that like further giving that movement any sort of legitimacy is just bad right now. Maybe in like 10 or 15 years when this is like behind us, but like
right to censor, they were like censoring people, and that was kind of like a Christian thing, and then punk had the the straight edge society. Like there is something there. Because wrestling mimics real life. Like, that's kind of the stuff that gets over.
So maybe Corbin can be like, I gave up fapping.
I don't know. I already hate this conversation. I apologize for it.
Corbin, like, I gave up fapping. I don't fap anymore.
No more fap. Hey, look, while we're on Corbin and fapping, we got to go to Wetzel. We got to cash in from the Corbin Elite. The Corbin Elite.
What's up, Marks? It's your favorite Kyle Commissioner, Wetzel, calling to remind you to submit your picks for this Sunday's WWE SummerSlam pay-per-view event.
That's a title he's giving himself, the Kyle Commissioner.
Submit your picks and prove you're not just another know-nothing jabroni who spends too much time on the internet. But more importantly, I'm calling in to reaffirm my support for Baron Corbin, the lone wolf, after that cheater, John Cena, attacked him during his cash-in like the coward he is.
One of the biggest cheaters. On Sunday, though,
Baron will beat Cena when the end of days serves as the end of an era and Cena can return to his full-time actor status and part-time wrestler while simultaneously sending a warning shot to the rest of the locker room that Baron, even without that dumb blue briefcase, is still the biggest threat and the biggest star, and he's coming for that WWE heavyweight title. Commish out.
Okay, Commish, I love it. All right, look, these promo, how good are these cash-ins today? Yeah. Wetzel, great job. Maybe I'll give you that. Hey, look, he's referring to the Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page. We continue the show on there, basically. That's our talking smack, is the Comedians of Wrestling. On there, we have a prediction thread, and you go in and we get a champion, and basically you get to just talk shit as the champion in there. Cool. All right. What else we got going on? Moving on. We basically covered everything that was irrelevant. We had this, you know, RKO out of nowhere was always dope. It's what Randy Orton does best.
Yeah.
He's really good at, like, giving an RKO literally out of nowhere and then just making a face that's really fun.
Right. Why did that match end? I watched it, like, I was skimming through when he throws.
Yeah, because, so, all right, that you're getting into the technicality of the rules.
Yeah.
You're allowed to throw them into the stairs.
Right.
But you can't throw them onto the chairs in the...
But I've seen plenty of regular matches where they, like, powerbomb them through tables. Like,
I think they were just like, this match is... Sometimes, like, this is getting out of hand. You know what I mean? It's like, this is getting out of hand.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sometimes wrestling doesn't make any sense. Remember at SummerSlam when it was, like, Taker, Brock, and it was like...
Oh, right.
What are they, like, restart? Yeah. They're like, oh, the timekeeper called it. I don't even remember. It was like, he saw a tap, but the timekeeper called it, and they're like, what?
Yeah,
I didn't understand that. But also, this Rusev-Orton match is like... we can't find something for The Miz here.
Right, yeah.
I think it's more for Rusev. They're trying to give him a good match, you know?
Right, yeah. I mean, he deserves better, though.
Yeah,
I want to face. I want face Rusev.
I think he's probably going to beat Randy clean. I think they're going to push, but I think they're going to give Rusev a little push.
Good.
What was up with this? Speaking of xenophobia, what was up with this Daniel Bryan Uso segment? Did you see this?
Oh yeah, where he was sort of like ingratiating himself towards them.
They always do this thing where he was just like out of nowhere. He was like, "What's up, dude? I'm working on my beats. They're sick."
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing?
Right, yeah.
That's not Daniel Bryan at all. Why would he try to, like, assimilate to black culture or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know. It was really, really awkward.
I mean, not to mention that it's kind of weird that the Usos do it. Like,
right, yeah.
Look, it's all good. It wasn't, like, super offensive or anything. It was just like,
Well,
if Angle did it, I'd be like, all right, Angle's like out of touch and like trying to be hip. Right. But like Daniel Bryan's like still cool, right?
No, I mean, no.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, okay.
I think he's like, on his Instagram, he's just nothing but like talking about his dad bod and like his like vegetables. So
yeah, I get that, but is he trying to like do like Vince would you do that?
Right.
You know?
I think he's trying to do like a weird like dad thing. And I think what was weird to me though is that he's acting that way towards heels, right? Like, why would he be that, like, trying to ingratiate himself towards like bad guys? Wouldn't he just be like,
yeah, it made no sense.
Yeah,
the whole segment made no sense.
Oh, those guys are so cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh shit. Okay, moving on. So the thing we didn't get to talk about is the AJ Kevin Owens segment. Now this is the match that I'm probably the most excited for at SummerSlam, especially when it pertains to the match. Mm-hmm. This is like my biggest complaint with WrestleMania is like, oh, there's no potential for a 5-star match.
Right.
Like with the way they booked it, this is potential to be a 5-star match. It probably won't be, but I'm just saying, you know. And again, the whole 5-star thing is, you know, I don't, you know, whatever. Yeah, but I also like the Shane buildup. I like all the storytelling there. Like last week, AJ knocked out Shane.
Right.
This week, Kevin Owens accidentally knocked him out. It's like they both have a vendetta there, and Shane is like, "Hey, I'm gonna call it down the line. But if you mess with me, it's, you know, like something's gonna get hairy in there."
Yeah,
and I think it's gonna be cool. Yeah, I can't help but think that like because this is the like U.S. title, it's like it's a little diminished.
Yeah, I mean, I think AJ's really making the belt mean something.
I know, but it is this weird thing that you're like, come on, this is the main match. Like, this is the title match here.
Right.
Like,
what
are we doing? But I get it. If I was writing, I would do something like this too. Because like, all right, well, right now the U.S. title, if you want to see the good shit, it'll be that. And then we're going to try some other stuff with the other title. But yeah, I'm excited for this match. I think it's all good.
Yeah, me too.
I
hope the ending isn't screwy or anything.
There was like a really weird, I don't know what's going to happen with the ending there. There was a really weird moment where like Shane, like clearly like Kevin Owens' music was supposed to hit. And then Shane was like, he was waiting for it to hit, but he couldn't. He like didn't ad lib anything to like fill space.
Right
here, I'm gonna play it. I think it's good.
If you push or shove me, well, that's a whole different story.
Are we there?
We're gonna chalk up again last week to an accident, but AJ, let me be clear. Put your hands on me.
Let's give you a little more, but it's fine.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah.
All over you. A lot of Twilight this episode.
Was that a threat?
A lot of...
Because it sounded a lot like a threat. Is that what you meant? No threat? I'm not threatening you, AJ.
Why does AJ shave his beard like that?
I don't know.
It doesn't look good.
What I'm saying is, AJ...
Here. This is it.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Like, he couldn't. It was like clear, like, what's going to happen? He had nothing.
Yeah.
He had, like, nothing.
Man.
Right? It was like a 10-second delay. You could just be like, what's going to happen this Sunday is... And even before that, he was just like, I'm going to punch you. You know, like,
yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That, like, I'm putting hands all over. Shane is so checked out.
Right.
It's like, he's got to put, like, a little more effort in.
God,
I guess he doesn't need to because he's Shane McMahon.
Say anything.
All right. Let's predict. Let's get into some predictions, all right?
All right.
Zig, let's run us through the card.
All right. We got Cesaro and Sheamus, Dean Ambrose, and Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to take the belts, the Shield.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think it's going to be like a... I think because for time, they're going to make it even like a pretty quick win. They're going to look at the chemistry they have. They're going to like destroy them.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense.
All right. Cena and Corbin.
I think I think something schmazzy is going to happen where, yeah, he like attacks him. Maybe he attacks him beforehand and he's injured going into the match, and then Corbin wins.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah. I think they're setting, like, they're going to, like, try to write Cena off the show, and I want to have Corbin beat him up. They've proven time and time again they love Corbin for whatever reason,
right,
and they just took the Money in the Bank away from him, so they're going to make him look strong. Yeah.
All right, next up, we got Finn Balor and Bray Wyatt.
Finn, the demon. The demon versus Bray Wyatt.
I think, given the fact that Bray is the eater of losses, I think yeah. I think Balor's going to win.
Yeah, I think that Balor's going to win, but I think that he's going to cover him in blood.
Oh, he's going to cover do the same thing?
Yeah, he's going to do the same thing. Or he's going to do some kind of demon equivalent, like right. Shoot some goo on him or
I would
some
love
shit.
For him to do like that Tajiri like green mist spit.
Yeah, I think you could add an element there. That could be cool.
Yeah.
But I would like, I hope Bray does the projections. I like the projections. I think they're cool.
Yeah, more spooky stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we got Big Show and Big Cass.
Oh, man, who
With
cares?
Enzo Amore suspended in the shark cage.
Yeah. Cass is going to win clean.
Yeah.
Randy Orton and Rusev.
I think Rusev's going to win clean.
All right, yeah.
AJ Styles and Kevin Owens.
AJ Styles, clean.
All right, Jinder Mahal.
Well, do you think Shane? I mean, what do you think is there? Do you think Shane's going to get involved? I mean, what do they do? You think they're going to set up for the next match to be a three-way between the three of those guys?
Oh, Christ.
It's
possible, right?
I could see Kevin Owens winning it back. I really have no idea. Because they keep going back and forth with the title. I think they're going to keep this feud going.
Right.
So I could see, I'm going to say Kevin Owens takes it.
All right. We got Jinder Mahal and Shinsuke.
Shinsuke Nakamura. What do you think is going to happen here?
I think Jinder's going to retain, maybe not clean, but I think he's going to retain.
It's interesting because I was thinking, I think Jinder is going to retain, but I think that he's going to cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to cheat. Shinsuke is going to be really close to doing it, but it's kind of a bummer. Like, it's... Jinder needs like a win. He has no clean wins.
Right. Yeah.
I guess Rollins had no clean wins either. It's just like Jinder's. Oh, he's so big.
Right.
Like, he's so jacked. Why can't he win? He's
beat
so big.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Alexa Bliss and Sasha Banks.
I think they're gonna have Sasha the belt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Alexa.
I think they give Sasha the belt. I feel like they have a history of like when someone fills in, they give them the belt.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? And I think they should give Sasha the belt. I think that they need to build up Sasha more. She's becoming like kind of like not a threat. And then you can have Alexa feud with her again. But I think Alexa it'll build up Alexa more. Sasha needs to build as a champion. She never had a good reign. She went back and forth with the title to Charlotte. And at the end of that ping pong, Charlotte walked away with the belt. Give Sasha the belt. Have her establish herself as the boss.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sasha should have a nice run till Mania. And then Mania, we could see a rematch maybe. Or maybe we see Asuka or something. Mm. You know? But we need to build Sasha. She's a star. There's a lot of rumors that she's hard to deal with backstage.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but who the fuck knows?
But who cares?
Yeah.
She's good.
Yeah.
She's a great wrestler.
Yeah, stinks on the mic, though.
Right.
She will be better on the mic as the champion. It's I'm saying she only has stuff to benefit. Alexa will be good as not the champion. She's already established.
Right, right. I just want to point out that I like looking at you, like the vest.
Yeah.
My
nip?
No, it just sort of like it ceased being like unusual, and then I kind of like snapped out of it again after like the last like 45 minutes, and now I'm like, oh, he's wearing a fucking Roman Reigns vest.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Naomi and Natalya.
Naomi.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't like Natalya.
Naomi. Natalya is like, I was just thinking about it, like, she's really like, kind of like a, she really like failed.
Yeah.
You know? I was thinking about like, I hate to be like tough on her, but like, she really is like, and it not, could not be totally her fault. I mean, but she's really failed to connect. Like, she had a lot of time to like find it. And like, I don't know. Like,
well, it sucks because it's like I was into like the Hart Foundation as a kid. And it's just like, this is their legacy. is this person who not great.
Yeah, but she's a good wrestler. It's just like, I mean, I actually mean, like, she's had a successful career. Not everyone needs to be like The Rock, but it's a bummer. She's got some talent. She's never really able to find that groove, right. You know? Yeah. What else?
Right. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe versus Braun Strowman.
Yeah, so this is the big match. Right. We talked a lot about it last week. I think Roman Reigns will win, and I think that that's the right move. I think Roman Reigns is the right move.
I think, so I want Joe to win.
Okay.
But I have a feeling that something screwy might happen, and I'm going to go out on a limb just so I can call it. I think they're going to fuck up and give it to Strowman.
Strowman is
it's not a great move.
It's not a good move, but like, if he gets it, like, who can, I would be cool with it.
Right.
I just think Joe is a climber. Like, you know, I've said it a million times. Joe is like, when Joe is the champion, he's going to feel stale.
I don't know. In NXT, he didn't.
No. But in NXT, that is like so... that's like a whole different ballgame, NXT. And I'm saying, like, Joe had a great run against Lesnar. And, like, he fell short.
Right.
But he'll have a great run against Reigns. Like, a Reigns-Samoa Joe program is cool.
Right.
Even if Joe, Joe Strowman, I don't know what that would look like. You know, that's the problem with Strowman is that, like, he can only wrestle Reigns. I really feel strongly about this thing. Is that, like, the fact that, like, Reigns at the top makes guys at the bottom hungry.
Right.
If we have a Miz, Reigns. Yeah. Also, the other thing about Reigns is that he's a tweener.
Right.
So you could plug in a heel or a face against him, like, you know?
Right.
So it's like, there's just so much to do. I think from, like, a palette, that's it. And then also, he puts on the best matches. So you think about it, if we're going to have a pay-per-view every 2 weeks, I want to see Reigns in those matches.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that your idea is the best move to do, but I think that they're going to do something fucking weird.
Yeah, I mean, going into the run, we want to see him get booed in Philly,
right?
In January, right? Like, we want to see that him coming out as the champ, you know,
glistening,
and then he can't mess with the actual Rumble,
right?
He'll have a singles match and it'll be good,
right? Yeah,
I don't know. I can't see how. I think I have a feeling they give it to Joe. Cause that's just like what WWE is right now. It's like, let's just give this guy a shot. Everyone gets a chance,
right?
And that's my problem with it. It's like Joe. Have Joe win the Rumble, like, you know what I mean? Like he'll you know, yeah. There is a chance Lesnar retains. I mean, think about it like this.
Yeah, that's also true.
They're setting up. They're trying to trick you that he's going away. Like, all right, he's not going to wrestle. He can't fight UFC till July.
Right.
Right. He's suspended till July for steroids. So. If he's going to fight Jones, he's not going to start training until next year. So he can drop the belt at the Rumble.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, I don't know. I guess he's getting older. If he might want like 8 months to train for a guy like John Jones.
I mean, he looks a little heavy.
He's clearly going to wrestle John Jones.
Right.
The question is, he can't wrestle him at 205.
No.
Wrestle.
Yeah.
Fight him. I mean, he's all he does is wrestle. He's clearly going to try to wrestle him. John Jones beat the shit out of Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's so interesting because of the size difference.
Right.
John Jones will put on, he'll probably get up to 240 pounds, is my guess.
What does Brock weigh?
Brock weighs 300 pounds, 290.
Jesus
Christ. He walks around 290.
Christ.
He has to cut to 265 to wrestle. That's the limit. So every time he fights at UFC, he goes down to 265.
Fuck. I can't even imagine. That's insane.
So he needs a long time to train.
Yeah.
He's got to let the juice get out of his system. So it's all possible. But in the time, I could see him keeping the belt and then losing it on Monday.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of shit that can happen. He's not, it's not a given that he loses the belt. But for me, Lesnar's the best. I love Lesnar. It's time for him to, get someone else with that belt.
Yeah.
He's had this belt. It's the main belt on Raw, which we've all agreed is a stale show.
Right.
He's had it since WrestleMania. He defended it once. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
One time against Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
That's just, come on. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's been 8 or 4 months.
Yeah. This whole time, like, Bray could have had the belt and you could build him up. Like, there's too many options. It's just, it's like selfish now.
Yeah. When do you think Finn's going to get it back? Of WrestleMania somewhere?
Yeah.
That could be a huge moment.
Mania. They're smart to not, to like, keep Finn low.
Yeah.
Like, keep building him up, you know? I think, Finn is becoming, he's becoming a big star.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, are you excited for this SummerSlam?
I am. I'm excited for that match, for that Universal title match. I think it's all those guys. I can't wait to see, I mean, I've been wanting to see Lesnar, Strowman forever.
You want to see those guys in a...
Because at Extreme Rules, we have a vital... Oops.
A vital... Oops. Dope. All right. Hey, everyone. I think let's sum it up. SummerSlam. Hey, have fun at SummerSlam. Remember, go on the Facebook page, Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page. Remember to get your predictions in. Tell your friends about this show if you dig this show. Fuck Corey Graves. There's never too many wrestling podcasts. Next week, we got the Lucas Brothers on with the Fallout. Newman, no Mike.
Whatever.
No Mike Newman.
You can try
that's
to
your new
me.
Nickname, no Mike Newman. And Zig, we're going to have to talk a little bit about turning off, listening to Newman, turning off the...
We can talk.
And yeah, I didn't dig that. I didn't really like when you took a piss midway through the episode. I feel like you...
should have known better, dude.
When you did that.
It still smells in here.
Yeah, yeah. But I think... we're working on merch.
We are
working on merch. Merch is coming. So get ready... Save up your, I don't know what these shirts are going to cost, but save up your $20 or whatever. Probably more, right?
Yeah.
Probably $50 a shirt. No. you got to support my merch habit, okay? We're trying to keep me married. hey, enjoy SummerSlam, everybody. And remember, keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. We'll be right back.